Guardrails are not a China strategy. Commentary. Prime Minister Mark Carney has begun to outline what he calls guardrails for Canada's renewed engagement with China. Artificial intelligence, critical minerals, and defense, he says, will remain off limits for deep cooperation. Trade diversification, meanwhile, is presented as a prudent hedge against over-reliance on the United States. On its face, this sounds sensible. In practice, it rests on a flawed assumption that China can be engaged selectively, compartment by compartment, without strategic consequence. China does not operate that way. Beijing does not separate economics from power, technology from influence, or commerce from coercion. Artificial intelligence, critical minerals, academic exchanges, market access, and diaspora pressure are not independent files. They are integrated tools of statecraft. To imagine that Canada can draw neat boundaries around engagement is to misunderstand the nature of the regime we are dealing with. This is not conjecture. Canada has already experienced how economic ties become leverage. We saw it with arbitrary tariffs on canola. We saw it with the detention of Canadian citizens. We see it in sustained foreign interference efforts and the intimidation of Chinese Canadians who speak out. These were not misunderstandings or temporary lapses. They were deliberate signals. The deeper issue is enforcement. Guardrails only matter if crossing them carries consequences. Canada has struggled to impose costs when Beijing retaliates or violates norms. We have been slow to implement a foreign agent registry. We hesitate to confront interference directly. We offer reassurances to affected communities but rarely decisive action. Declaring red lines is easy. Defending them is harder. To date, Canada has not shown that it is prepared to do the latter. The Prime Minister also frames diversification as a corrective to overdependence on the United States. Diversification is sensible. Equating Washington and Beijing as comparable risks is not. The United States is an imperfect ally, but it is not an adversarial power seeking to undermine Canadian sovereignty or democratic institutions. It is bound to us by shared interests, values, and defense arrangements. China is a strategic competitor operating under an authoritarian system that uses access as leverage and reciprocity selectively, if at all. From a defense and security perspective, the risks are most acute in precisely the areas Carney names. Artificial intelligence and critical minerals are not merely commercial assets. They are foundational to future military capability, supply chain resilience, and alliance interoperability. Allowing Chinese capital, influence, or market leverage anywhere near these ecosystems introduces long-term strategic vulnerability, even if the initial engagement appears limited or transactional. There is also an alliance dimension that cannot be ignored. Canada's credibility within Five Eyes and NATO is built on judgment and reliability, not rhetoric. Allies will look past the language of guardrails and assess behavior. A posture that appears economically opportunistic while strategically ambiguous risks eroding trust at precisely the moment cohesion among democratic states matters most. None of this argues for isolation or disengagement. Canada will trade with China. Diplomacy will continue. Dialogue is necessary. But engagement must be grounded in realism, not in the hope that careful wording can neutralize structural risk. It must assume persistent competition, asymmetric behavior, and a willingness by Beijing to exploit openness. If Canada is serious about diversification, the safer path lies with like-minded partners, Europe, Japan, South Korea, trusted Indo-Pacific states, and democratic economies where commercial ties do not double as instruments of coercion. These relationships may be slower to develop and less immediately lucrative, but they do not carry the same strategic liabilities. Guardrails are not strategy. They are only as credible as the will to enforce them. Without that resolve, Canada risks drifting into a relationship that offers short-term economic comfort at long-term strategic cost. Guardrails without resolve are not protection. They are pretense.